a wide open man. It's dropped.
So, today, gentlemen, we have decided we are going to talk about something a little bit more serious. We are going to have some fun. We'll get the episode started with some fun, of course. I know Sean, Dog's got some tidbits of information he wants to share with us. I think Chris, C-Mac, God, I got to get this right, guys. C-Mac has some stuff he wants to bring to the table as well.
But every day, all
today,
day.
Every day, all day, 24/7, 365. We are going to wrap up today's episode with a brief conversation. I believe that the topic was picked by Dog, and it was NFC and AFC West leading into the 2020 NFL season.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. We will discuss that later on. But today, let's get started. I didn't know we were going to even do something like that, so I didn't come prepared with any trivia or anything. So I'm dependent upon you two today. I'm going to turn it over to you, Dog, and you can give us some of that information that you were trying to give us a little bit earlier.
All right, so I got a couple questions of a would you rather have.
Would you rather?
First and most foremost question for a Bucks fan is, would you rather protect the quarterback and have 10 or fewer sacks, or would you rather have your quarterback throw 10 or fewer INTs, a smarter quarterback?
Oh, I so want to make a comment to that right now.
I don't like where this is going.
Okay, so just to review, question is, would I rather have a quarterback that will throw 10 or fewer INTs?
Than the average of the NFL?
No, just like that he throws 10 or fewer for the season.
Or a quarterback that takes...
Oh, I got you.
10 or fewer sacks as far as like protection-wise, like you never see him getting touched.
Depends. Like if I'm talking about Tom Brady, no, there's just no way I want him hit that much. So I'm
any
going,
quarterback. Yeah. Any quarterback.
Any quarterback. Okay.
Just saying overall in general. I don't know why you got to throw one guy out there.
Because that's who our quarterback is right now. But anyways, everything's got to be argumentative with this
guy.
It's
not argumentative.
Anyways. All right. So, Sean, my answer to your question would be I would rather have... Oh, God, that's tough because, man, it was brutal this past season with all the interceptions. So, I gotta have less licks on the quarterback. I'm sorry. I mean, I just do. I just want less hits on the quarterback.
Oh, 10 or fewer picks, man. You're crazy.
I knew when I said it.
You can turn the ball over 15, 20 times. You're going to be right there at 8-8.
Yeah, dude, but there's also increased chance of my quarterback going down.
That's very true.
And not to mention fumbling while he's
nowadays, you can't even really touch his QB.
Nowadays, you have to have two quarterbacks.
That's true. Oh, that's true. Oh, my God. You just made me think of something. We get the Tom Brady rules.
That's already been done thought of, man.
Oh, my God. I am slow.
Yeah, we don't
game on that
those
one.
Those calls aren't against us anymore.
That
they're for
so
us.
That is so awesome.
All righty, question number two. Would you rather have a wide receiver duo to have over 1,000 yards each or having the league leading like INT fumble takeaways for defense? That doesn't mean your defense is number one, by the way, but you just are leading the league with turnovers in general.
I'm taking turnovers. Turnovers win ball games.
2,000-yard receivers.
Dude, you're passing up on 2,000. I mean, that was really nice. Man, we are at odds on this one. I'm going the other route. I'm going with the receivers, 1,000 yards apiece. I'm feeling good with that. That means everybody's performing.
Yeah. All right, and the last question was, I seen this on the internet, so I'm just going to run with it. Double-digit sack leader.
Oh, nice.
Or 1,000-yard rusher.
Probably 1,000-yard rusher.
So you're satisfied with having nine and a half sacks?
If you ask me, 1,000 yards really isn't much nowadays. You got to be right there in that 15, almost 2,000 yards to kind of have an impact in the run game because it's more of a pass attack league, I would say. Yeah. But a double-digit sacks, I mean, that's, you know, you got 16 games. You got one a game for every other game, kind of, sort of. I mean, I'd rather take 80, 70 yards on the ground every game for my running back than maybe get a sack from one player. That's just me speaking figuratively. I'm sure they're going to be the opposite.
No doubt. I'm going to be the opposite. 100%, I would take double-digit sacks. And you know what a sack does for the entire squad?
Yep.
For every fan in the stands. I mean, you're pumped. Dude, you take out a quarterback and your entire
I'm really glad you said that right now, to be honest with you. Why is that? I'll let you go ahead and finish and I'll bring up my point.
Okay, go. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead and bring up the point because my point has been made. Yep. You really
wasn't it last week this man said that Mike Alstott had more value than Derrick Brooks? Wasn't Derrick Brooks a nasty sacker?
Now you're contradicting
what you just said.
Did Derrick Brooks lead the league at any point?
He was defensive player.
Did he lead the league in sacks at any point in time in his career? He was defensive player of the year, and he was an excellent defensive player. Not taking anything away from that man. However, Alstott brought a lot to the table, bro.
Don't get this off the topic.
I know, but I'm just saying. You brought it up, and you know. At number 40, A-Train, I will defend against any argument because that guy brought everything to the table. 100% played football exactly like football should be played. 100.
Guy was wrecking
ball. Cool.
cool. All right.
What would you rather have?
Yeah.
I would definitely go double-digit sack leader. And then I would probably pick the INT leader because I'm more of a defensive guy.
Okay.
And then for the quarterback, 10 or fewer sacks or 10 or fewer INTs, I would definitely go with probably the INTs.
You're in the same book, man.
That's why you guys are on the other side of the table.
This is why it was set up like this.
Did you ever play football?
Yeah, I played football.
Like pads?
Yeah, like pads. What'd you play?
What'd you play?
Huh?
What position did you
play? I don't even want to tell you. Why? Because it's hilarious.
Let me guess. You played end guard and tackle. You sat at the end of the bench, guard the water bucket, tackle anybody that got it.
I went to a local academy, military academy, actually. I was a freshman. And we had, right then, no joke, this was the first year when I went to this school. First year, girls got let in. Sports were not a big deal at this school by any means. And
that's a stupid school.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said at that point. However, the football team was terrible. Varsity was even worse than the JV. And
don't tell me the coach sought out.
He sought out anybody that could like catch a ball or walk without falling down. But either way, I got to play varsity for 3 games. And you know what they played me as a freshman?
Center.
Nose tackle.
Dude, I was left tackle on the offensive line, and then I was on special teams, and I was the guy that's supposed to like light up this guy coming down. And I've never felt so much pain in my life.
I've seen it on CMAC.
I've gotten lit. I've gotten lit.
His first high school game, I believe it was.
Lit up, yeah.
Guy kicks it off. As soon as he turns around, he's on the ground. My dad just goes, "Ooh!"
I got popped.
We've all been there, man. I got dunked on royally in my senior year of high school. So I've had some moments on the courts.
It's understandable because I'm just trying to figure out your logic in football.
Yeah, I try to figure out yours all the time.
So Chip, we got baseball back. How fired up are you?
Yeah, I knew it was coming every time. Every podcast, everyone. This is the deal. If you haven't heard a podcast, brief history. Baseball's not my thing. They bring it up every time. And just last time we were talking about how, we're not going to do this. And you guys have so much baseball knowledge about how players aren't going to do that. No way players are going to do that. Sounds like the baseball actually season might happen.
I'm hoping.
I hope so. I hope something happens.
I'm hoping. It needs to. We need something back.
You guys got all the knowledge. Tell me what's going on.
Well, the apparently there's an agreement where the players have to report by July 1st. Mm-hmm. And then the season will start like July 24th or 25th. They're not sure yet on a date. But they're implementing a bunch of stipulations. I saw something that was from 60 to 100 pages of their ordinances and health sanctions that they have to follow by. And
I seen if they did testing. Have a extra inning game, though, they're going to start a runner off on second. Really?
Yeah, which I don't agree with that.
Runner on second in any extra inning game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just go right here. Go back up.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Oh, here's the rules right here. Okay. Well, this is the problem. See, now to a fan like you, that probably made it what? What would you say to that, actually, as a baseball fan?
Take your runner. He doesn't deserve to be on there just given to him. I see everybody wants to be given stuff nowadays. I don't get that. Don't just give me a runner. Let me earn that runner.
Here we go. Okay.
I would say it's a short year. Try some new things out. Let's see if we can speed the game up. Let's see if we
that's
can
the thing. If
fans.
The game is not supposed to be sped up,
yeah,
that's what I don't
like,
get.
What we remember from the last podcast but every, is that there's 18 total minutes of action in a 3-hour and 5-minute.
It's not a
game.
The speed's inside the game.
That's what it was.
We can debate this left and right, back and forth. It doesn't matter. The game does not need to be sped up.
Well, they need to do
they're
something.
They're already shortening they the need, season. Now you want to shorten the game too?
They need to do something to.
It's not a video game.
Yeah, well, there's less and less people watching baseball these days. Less and less people.
Yeah, they took steroids out. When steroids was in baseball, that was entertaining to watch. Oh, God. You can't say it wasn't.
Well, this is why I love taking like a fit. This is exactly why we're doing this, gentlemen.
What?
For that right there. For that.
For
opinion.
Steroids?
I love it. No, the fact that that we're able to just say our piece because it's true. I agree with you. 100%.
I'd rather see a guy throw 105 and then the guy hit it 600 feet.
Yeah. I mean, these
granted,
guys,
the guys
these guys
on the field, good luck.
Okay, so we're putting up nets all around the field.
No,
maybe.
No. See, that's no.
If you throw out steroids baseball, who's the first three names you think of?
Barry Bonds,
Jose,
Roger Clemens,
Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco was the ringleader.
Oh, he should be the, yeah, he's
man,
the main one.
I don't even really
he was the snitch.
The first three, four.
Yeah.
I think he was. I didn't say that. I didn't mean that, Jose.
Okay, so. Dog, you got some more over there?
No, that was it. Just starting something new for a segment that we can have.
All right.
I love how you just jumped away from this whole conversation. Oh, yeah. So anyways, that's all I can talk about. That's all I know. Anyways.
Play ball. So what do you got? C-Mac, you said
I'm
some
ready.
Stuff. All right, let's do it.
I'm kind of ready to get in this AFC, NFC West. Which one do you guys want to start off with first?
Oh, here you go. See.
I say let's run down to the AFC.
Run down AFC
let's go
first.
AFC.
Okay.
We got the Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, Denver Broncos, and Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm excited to see what the Raiders
that doesn't sound normal. That doesn't sound normal. Las Vegas Raiders.
I know.
Just
right?
Doesn't flow off the tongue.
I mean, it
yet.
Doesn't yet, but it will soon.
Well, let's start from the bottom and work our way up. So let's start with the Chargers. My thing is, it's life without Philip. How do they respond after that? Well, do you guys know who they drafted, by the way? My trivia is kind of in this to see if your guys' football knowledge is up to par.
Mine is not.
Yeah, I know. You got a composite book.
Yeah.
I remember the girls in high school used to break notes in there. They used to steal them.
Oh, here we go. All right.
They
drafted a quarterback. I think it was
they got
Justin Herbert
from Oregon.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a decent pick. He's a nice quarterback. He has a very strong arm.
Day one starter.
Well, obviously. Do you know who the backup is? Yeah. Well, not the backup, but the...
I believe it's Tyrod Taylor.
Taylor. So they're going to probably battle out in camp. I would say Tyrod gets the nod.
Yeah,
just, that's 100%. What you do. You don't want to bring in a rookie when you got someone like Tyrod. But I think it's a good opportunity for him to learn.
The departure of Melvin Gordon.
The Melvin Gordon, and they had a departure of a left tackle, Russell... I don't know how to say his name. Okung or something like that?
Okung.
But yeah, so that I mean that's three big pieces that the Chargers have lost, so they're probably in a rebuild mode right now. The over under for them this season that I saw on a couple websites, so it's kind of like the median, is about 7.5 games, which I think is a little too high. They were 5-11 last year. I would say them probably doing about 5-11, maybe 6-10. They might sneak another one off, but they have I think they play their first five games. They play the Chiefs. That fierce team in Tampa, and not sure who the other one is, but they got a couple of tough games to start out with.
Let's see. I'm just sitting here looking at the strength of schedule. It looks like they are down at 23rd for 2020. Looks
that's
like
a sub-500 schedule.
It is. I mean, look at all the AFC West teams. Vegas Raiders, 21. Let's see. Who else do we got? Oh, Baltimore. How does Baltimore get the 32nd? Of course they do. Where is
well, do you know that they pick the LA teams Rams. That these teams play? They just don't schedule them out. So it's like, could be good one year and trash next year.
Strength of schedule. Ouch for the Patriots. So, yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I thought for a moment that Phillip Rivers might even be coming to our way.
Stop.
I
stop. It's over. It's done. But
yeah,
anyways.
I definitely think they're in a rebuild type mode.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
But what are they trying to rebuild, though? Are they trying to have Justin Herbert as their franchise quarterback?
That's what they're going to find
you
out.
Know, I mean,
they got about 2 years to do it, yeah. I would say. You get about two, three years. I think Baker has got to put up some numbers this year. It's a side subject. But he's on that. This is like kind of his year to put it up.
So ultimately, you guys think since they're in a rebuilding year, you think they're finishing fourth in this division this year? 100%.
Without a doubt.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be last. What do you think?
I'm kind of agreeing with you, but before we go any further, who do you think is going to take it real quick? Who do you think?
The division?
Yeah, who's going to take the division?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Okay.
Who would?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think the loss Vegas Raiders?
Patty Mahomes got hurt even last year, man. I mean, it could happen again. Quarterbacks think they could run all over these NFL teams. That ain't happening, bro.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Next team. So you don't think that the Raiders have a chance?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
Bro. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, if Pat Mahomes get hurt, you know, maybe they have a chance. Because what if Derek Carr gets hurt? Marcus Mariota going to carry him to the division title? No.
Wait. Oh,
wow. So just got to work both ways, though. All right. Okay. But anyways, about the Raiders.
Yeah, let's go to the Raiders.
What do you guys think about them?
I think they've had some nice pickups, didn't they?
I think their draft was stellar. I think they did. The past 2 years, I think their draft's been pretty good.
They got one of the duo wide receivers from Alabama, Henry Ruggs III. Guy's a monster. Mm-hmm. Supposedly. And they also got our XDN, Carl Nassib. They signed him, so it's a pretty good pick. And, of course, the number two draft pick in the 2013-14 draft. Yeah. Whatever his name is. Flying Hawaiian.
Whatever his name
is. But over under on them this year, they have at 7 that I've seen, which I could see them maybe knocking 8.
I'm telling
9 on a lucky day, but 8. One of them coming against Tampa.
I think they got a chance to knock out Kansas City. They're the only team I think that has a chance. I don't think Denver.
You got a thing for Gruden, don't you? Chargers have a chance.
What?
You got a thing for Gruden, don't you? Would you rather have Gruden or Bruce Arians?
Uncle Bruce.
I'll tell you what, man.
Uncle Bruce.
I know, but why do you go there?
Why do I? Because this is what we do. It's take like a fan.
It's not easy for me to answer that. You gotta understand.
You would take Gruden, wouldn't you?
I'm going Uncle Bruce.
I'm going Uncle Bruce all day. I love his culture.
I think he has Gruden.
Gruden's
proven, and his proven not even only just as a coach.
Are you out of your skull?
His knowledge. Yeah.
Are you out of your skull?
No, I'm not knocking Gruden at all. I mean, he brought us a title. I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying to me, from what I've seen, Bruce Arians is more of a player-friendly coach. You need to make friends, but Bruce will also tell you it like it is.
Yeah,
Bruce also won a two-time. He's a two-time coach of the year, I believe.
He is.
And
man, can that guy rock
that. It's not just Gruden. I just think he's got a solid squad. I think he had a great offseason. I think he had, like you said,
some key additions.
Draft.
And it's Chucky's first return against the Bucs this year.
He took Kasib. From the Bucs.
Nassib. Carl Nassib. Yeah,
yes.
I liked him. He was good. I wanted him to resign him, but can't keep everybody.
I think they have, you know, they can.
You guys heard that? You can't keep everybody.
They can run their own destiny however they play this year. Who knows how that
anybody
team,
can.
Who knows how that team will, you know, play and
I see about
Aiden
Edwards. You see him getting a division?
I think they have a chance at the division much more than Denver or the Chargers.
You got to think they got that
but
brand
you don't
new stadium.
Think they break 10 wins this year?
No.
Really?
I mean,
no.
Brand new stadium, new
they ain't
surrounding.
That hype. Not with Derek Carr.
I don't know, man. Sometimes a change is big, you know.
Wrong. Okay. Well, so. Again,
so where do you say
no one's in agreement so far with the Chargers?
Hey, man, not everybody gonna agree.
Well, actually, that's not true. You guys agree the Chargers are in a rebuild.
Well, Chargers, yeah, they're also finished last, but I got the later Raiders. They'll be neck and neck with the Broncos, I think, this year.
All right, well, then
Broncos had a huge offseason.
I agreed. Another good offseason. Wait a minute, the draft. They didn't,
they got Jerry Jeudy from Alabama.
Oh,
he was the other big monster.
Did. Yes, they did.
Great feet work. Guy's really fast. And plus, you got Drew Locke, who kind of, I think he went 5-1 his last 6 games or something like that. He kind of threw the ball. He's got some weapons. He's got additions with Melvin Gordon. They picked up a veteran guard. And they also got defensive tackle Jarrell Casey. Huge pickup. So Broncos could be looking up, but, you know.
It's still.
Everybody looks up at the sun once in a while.
Exactly. It's a good way to actually say it.
They haven't. Yeah, so, I mean, who knows?
What did they do last year?
They were 7-9.
Yeah, I mean, so mediocre middle of the field, just kind of like everybody else.
We'll see
him
this year.
Sophomore year
division.
For the quarterback. What's his
Drew
name?
Lock.
Drew Locke. Yeah, sophomore year. So, second year for him. So
I mean, he's got some weapons. I mean, they got some
we'll
other
weapons. We'll see how he bounces. Yeah, but you know, we all know that college is not the NFL. It's the big boys.
Like the defense, the defense for the Raiders, like everybody knows, Gruden loves his strong defenses. I think that's why they have a good chance. They're solid. That's a solid defense that he's putting together. I mean, they're young and they're aggressive as can be, man. And it's that attack the ball.
They did get a little bit stronger.
Yeah, they did. But again, it's not like the Chiefs are weak with their defense, and they're not going to be easy to knock off. And playing them twice in a year, it's not something I'd want to do right now. So I'm still saying that I agree with you. I bow down and say, yes, the Chiefs are going to win. But I think the Raiders are the only team in the division to have a chance to battle it up with those guys.
I think the Chiefs will take the division, and it all depends on how healthy Patty Mahomes stays. That's the biggest thing for that guy and that team.
100%.
I got them at 7.5 for the Broncos. I could see 8 or 9. Right around there with the Raiders in second place.
Yeah, they'll be right there in the mix of things until
I'd be more surprised if the Raiders ended up with a better record than the Broncos.
You would be surprised if they did.
I would. I know you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Because we're just here to disagree on everything.
Obviously, today we are.
Besides, the best team in football is the Bucs.
I agree.
About time you said something, right?
Chiefs, I think everybody's, like we said, just agreed. They're going to take it. However, let's have some fun with this one. What is going to be their final record?
The Chiefs?
Yeah, they went 12-4 last year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they can repeat, but if it was going to be a team in the AFC, I'd be the one to go after. It's going to be them. They did lose some key additions. Key departures, I should say.
Chiefs.
I'll say that division is going to be, you know how there's always that weird
team like the Titans.
There's a weird division every other year where there's a 8-8 team or a couple teams that are neck and neck where it's like 9-7 mm-hmm. or something like that. And then so it's going to be it's going to be a toss up.
You think this one can go three ways?
I think it's going to be a toss up in that division.
Really?
Yeah. Chargers are just going to get, they're going to rebuild.
So we're all agreeing
year.
That the Chargers are going to be on the bottom. I'm agreeing that the Chiefs are going to run away with this.
Chargers are on the bottom. Broncos next step up. Raiders coming in second, and Chiefs taking it is my deal.
I think Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback. You know, he's already proven he's a great quarterback. But if he gets hit a few times and goes down, who do you got to back him up?
Well, hey, you'll know this because you play Madden just like I do.
Actually, wait a minute. His backup wasn't bad last year.
He broke the Madden curse. You know that, right? He was on the cover of Madden. He got hurt. He came back, and then he won the league MVP and Super Bowl.
I think the Madden curse has already been broken before that.
Not when you get hurt that season.
When John Madden was on the cover.
Madden curse.
Huh?
Madden curse.
The Madden curse? Who relieved Patrick Holmes last year?
I'm usually about 60 words a
Kyle
minute.
Kyle Shermer.
Yeah, he didn't do too bad, I don't think. I think he only played, two, three games maybe?
But that wasn't him, man.
I'm not sure.
Or did maybe they let him go. So.
Right.
All right. Well, then that's it for the AFC. We're all in agreement.
Chiefs take it.
Oh, he did break the Madden curse.
I told you. He got hurt and he came back and he won league MVP and
this
he won a Super Bowl.
This damn 2020 year.
What do you call
there's another.
Just throws you curveballs every time you turn around.
Can't win.
Yeah. All right, NFC West. Here we go. Dog, who is in the NFC West?
We got San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
We got the Los Angeles Rams. Okay. The Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals.
Sorry about that.
Did you literally just say this is a PSA for all my single
that was
sisters?
That was not supposed to happen. I mean, not saying that it shouldn't happen.
That is awesome. Okay, we're gonna have to like cut out this entire last 32 seconds.
All right, let me start that over. The NFC East. Jeez. The NFC West, we got San Francisco 49ers, the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, and the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Boo. You know they were considered one of the worst divisions since 2002?
What, that division?
That division.
Last
year? Usually it's been the Seahawks.
Last year?
No, since 2002. One of the weaker divisions, I would say, like, it's literally just the Seahawks that's standing up and fighting from that division.
Well, not from this point forward.
Didn't the Niners go to the Super Bowl?
Last year.
No, and a few years before that, probably 2011.
Oh, with, when they played the Ravens in the Power.
Is that with Alex Smith?
Huh?
Alex Smith?
No, Alex Smith.
He never went to the Super Bowl.
He didn't?
No, that was with Cap.
Cap.
That's when the power went out at halftime. Yes. And then it's a conspiracy that the Ravens won.
It's conspiracy. All right, so let's start it off. Let's do the basic question first. Who's bottoming out?
Who's the division?
Who's the bottom feeder?
That's kind of tough.
I don't think so. I think
Arizona, obviously Arizona is.
I think division's going to be a tough one this year.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think it's an
obvious. The Rams, to me, just like kind of fell off.
They did.
I don't know. I mean,
they lost. Who else did they? They kept Goff in there.
They lost Todd Gurley, Dante Flower.
Yes.
Corey Lettinen, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but 2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl, and they were unstoppable. They put up 51 points against the Chiefs on Monday night.
Overall, Arizona probably made the trade of the decade by giving up, a second-round pick for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
I mean, Kyler Murray's got a brand-new weapon.
Exactly.
He's going to be
I'm not a fan of him, but I'll give the guy. The guy can throw the ball. He can run around like, you know, who he is. But I just, that height, to me, that's like Make-A-Wish Foundation when he's out there and we watch him play. And
didn't
the
he pull the running back? Who's his top shot running back, Arizona?
David Johnson.
David Johnson.
David Johnson has been relevant.
He got another one. He got another running back. Man.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they got.
It's not Drake, right?
Kenyon Drake?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he jump over
there? Yeah, I think he did go over there.
He did jump over there.
Yeah.
That was the guy that had four 200-yard gains.
He got traded from Miami or something like that.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake.
I knew it.
So actually, wait a minute. I want to retract my previous statement. That's what fans with limited knowledge do when they start actually researching.
What? Oh, that Arizona's not going to fall off?
LA. So not, LA Rams is going to bottom feed.
So when I said that it was kind of like, you know, it's a toss-up, you're just like, oh, no, it's going to be the Cardinals. Now it's like, it's going to be the Rams. Because I said that the Rams were going to be like.
You didn't say the Rams. You just said it was a toss-up.
I think the Cardinals are still going to finish at the bottom of the pack. They're going to have some learning curves this year, the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, they will. 100%. But, I mean, veteran leadership like DeAndre Hopkins out there.
They finished 5-10 last year, Arizona.
5-11. They're 16 games.
No, they were 5-10-1 because there was
They tied?
Yes.
Who did they tie?
They tied. Who was the other?
Can you pull up their... Right, it's right in front of you. It is 5-10-1. Damn, they only scored 361 points.
They only what?
They only scored 361 points.
The other tie was Detroit Lions. That's who it was. Okay. So, some agree it's going to be, or something it's going to be the Rams. Something it's going to be the Cardinals. No one thinks it's going to be Seattle or San Fran in the bottom rung. Does anybody think that they're going to be not the top two teams in the division?
I think it's going to come down to the Seahawks and Niners again.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rocking with Russell in this division just because of his past. I mean, he's always...
Can he still do it? He's 32 now.
Yeah, well, he did it last year.
I know he did it last year, but it's at another year. And
man,
I mean,
I'm 44.
Tom Brady's 42.
I could walk out there today. Tom Brady's 42.
With what? The water jugs?
What?
Huh?
With what?
Who?
Maybe you didn't hear my story earlier in the podcast.
You got laid out.
I
did too.
I got laid out. I'm not gonna lie. All right. So then, what else? San Fran. It's like talking about Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you know, I think it's a shoe in. They're gonna win it, and I think that I kind of agree with Chris actually or C-Mac on this one that Russell Wilson is getting a little bit up there, and his whole claim to fame is he could run and move. And I think that's going to stop.
I don't think he's going to be. I mean, he's got some good running backs. He's got Chris Carson, who was a big step up last year.
Lynch.
And who?
Lynch is back.
Lynch. Marshawn Lynch. He's back. Did he really sign with him?
Yeah. He's back.
I know he's with. No, he's with. Oh, yeah. He did in the playoffs. I just didn't know if he was still with them for this year.
Mm-hmm. He is. I believe he is.
Huh. You don't say.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's just pull up right here And let's see what our roster looks like as of today. Hey, has there been any more talk? I mean, they're still like...
They've been getting receivers too. Now, don't sleep on, you know, DK Metcalf. That guy was a freak of last year. So Seattle's been, and I believe they drafted another receiver this past draft, if I'm not mistaken. But they've been helping Russ out.
Wait a minute. No, Lynch, I don't see him listed. Rashad Penny is the other
Rashad
right
Penny and Chris Carson.
Oh, they got Carlos Hyde. Philip
Dorsett came over.
What a bum.
Oh, you need to stop.
Philip Dorsett?
Tyler Lockett.
What has he done?
Oh, nothing.
I got a fan I got a buddy that's a big Indy fan that drafted Philip Dorsett. He'll tell you all about him.
Oh, will he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't we have somebody I'd like to chime in on the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have someone that wanted to chime in on the Seahawks. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break real quick and see if we can get a hold of him. Take it like a fan. Back in a minute.
And we're back live. And we have Dominique out here. And where are you at, Dominique?
I'm out here in Las Vegas, man. Beautiful state
living
of Nevada.
Living the dream. I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. Nothing like Florida, though.
No. This humidity is just, it's absolutely perfect right now. I think it's at an all-time high of 98%.
I bet.
So, you are a Seahawk fan. Yeah.
I'd say I'm the Seahawk fan, you know what I mean? As far as Seahawks
so
fans
you
go.
You are the 12th guy? Or is that what you're, number 12?
I am. I have a spot on their roster. That's me. That's the guy. Awesome. Me and Russ got the same, you know, I'm a long time listener, first time caller, you know what I'm saying? So I'd like to give a little input, you know, on the Seahawks. So if you got any questions, I'm your guy. I'm your inside
My
man.
My question is how do you find the time to be the 12th man on a team that just is like, you know, they had 1 yard and they just kind of blew it.
The one yard. I knew it was
really?
Coming. I knew it was coming.
I mean, let me ask you something else. Would you rather have, obviously, that's the Super Bowl. You want that one. Or did you like that Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary walk-off win on your home turf?
I mean, obviously, you know, I would want the Super Bowl. But that being said, as you know, my dad is a huge Packer fan. And so that was like a big... hit to him. So I would always tell him that was the greatest play in NFL history, and that would hit his heart. You know what I mean? So
Neek, dog here. Right. Dog here.
What's going on, dog?
Hanging and banging, man.
Hanging and banging.
So I chose the Seahawks to win this division just because
you're lying of
Russell Wilson.
Right.
I did
as you
just
should.
Say that. I think the Niners are going to have a...
We just had this discussion.
Yeah, I just said the Niners are going to, they're going to be there, but I think the Seahawks are going to take the division because of Russell.
All right.
I think so, for sure. And, one of their breakout stars, I don't know if you're aware, but their Debo, he broke his foot in the offseason, so we got to see how that's going to happen. He's one of their star receivers.
Tough. So how do you feel about your guys' draft?
The thing about the Seahawks is their draft is never anything that's going to catch anybody's eye. You know what I mean? Like the year we drafted Russell Wilson, I think we had like a C-, and everybody talked show. But we're more of a off-season, unsigned free agent, people like that. That's where we get our good picks from. But as far as the draft that we did have, I'm not mad about it, A couple of nice players, key players that are not going to really maybe be show-outs this year. But in the longevity of the team, they're looking to do some work for us.
Nice. So what's your guys' expectations since you're the 12th man and all? I mean, you won a Super Bowl. Yeah. I got to give you a little shit. We're 7.
I mean, we all know, Seattle looks like they're like number 13 on the strength of schedule.
Yeah, tough schedule.
So,
for 2020.
So they're number 13 on the toughness for schedule. So what do you think they're going to finish up? And where do you – obviously, I know you want them to win a Super Bowl. But let's hear what you got to say.
Right. I mean, when it comes to what I envision for the Seahawks, I'm completely biased. So, I mean, when it comes to talking sports, I'm going to tell you that I see us winning the Super Bowl. There's no team that can stop us. I think we're going to go 16-0. I mean, wow. It is
what it is. That's funny. No. We did the same thing with our team. We did the same.
See, well, hey, that's why we're 76 twins. You know, we came in the same year, same conference.
That was going to be my trivia question.
Yeah.
Was if he knew that was the same year. Yeah. Man.
Oh, yeah. 76 in the AFC, and then we switched over to the NFC, baby.
Yeah.
That's how we go.
Yeah. Sweet. Right. Yeah. I mean,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking at the schedule right now. You guys really do. You guys have, I mean, wow. That's not an easy schedule by any means.
Yeah. And you know how it goes with division games, especially in the NFC West. You never know who's going to win that game. Because even when the Cardinals were trash, mm-hmm. they still fought against the NFC West team. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal. Are these guys think that Cardinals are bottom feeding the division this year? No, I'm sorry. No, they didn't. We said that the Rams were bottom feeding this division, didn't we?
I think
we agree to that.
I said the Cardinals were going to be on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then the Rams and then 49ers.
I think it's Rams, Cardinals. I'm sorry, bud, but I think the Seahawks might come in secondary place here to the 49ers. I mean,
that's fine. That's fine. You know, I love doubters. I hate being the favorite. I don't like being the favorite. You know what I mean?
Even though you just said you want to go 16-0.
No. Oh, in my mind, I want everybody else to think that we're going to be garbage. But back when we had Seneca Wallace, I still thought we were going to go 16-0. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just
so funny you said that because I used to play my buddy in Madden. He would literally, I think it was Matt Hasselbeck. He would pull Matt Hasselbeck and play Seneca Wallace just because Seneca Wallace could run around. I swear.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But the way I see it going is I think it's going to go Rams, Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks, because even though the Cardinals may not have as much potential to everybody else, I think they're going to be a sleeper team and they're hungry. And I think they're going to surprise a bunch of people with their little Kyler Murray. I like him. He's got a lot to learn because I feel like when he's back there scrambling, it looks more of like he's running for his life other than trying to open up a play. Yeah. You know what I mean? But once he gets that down, I think he'll be a threat for sure.
I said it earlier. I kind of feel like it's like Make-A-Wish Foundation on NFL when I see him out there running around.
Yeah, right. I mean. Yeah. He shouldn't
but
even be
I'm,
out there.
I'm 6'3 and a half. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people are short to me, so it's all good.
You're what?
And I seen you play
six, three and a half, 230.
You're out of control.
I seen you play quarterback, too.
Yeah.
So here's the question I have. I like asking fans. Why? I mean, were you born in Seattle? I'm sorry.
Negative. I was born in Maine, raised in Florida.
Okay, so I gotta ask, man. And you're living in Vegas.
I'm living in Vegas.
How are you a Seattle Seahawks fan?
So first things first, I feel like I did the world justice by not being a fan of my birthplace. I could have been a Patriot fan by birth, and I said no. You know what I mean? So just because of that, I'm allowed to be whatever fan I want. But no, honestly though, so I was raised. My dad was a Packer fan, a diehard Packer fan. So then I'm the youngest of four boys. My oldest two brothers were Packer fans with my dad. And my mom, she was a Packer fan with my dad. But then my brother that's right above me, he was a Niners fan. And when I turned like 11 years old, I was getting like independent and I wanted my own things. So I was like, I want my own football team. And at the time, they were like the worst team in the league. So I'm like, if I pick them, nobody will call me a bandwagoner. Even though that didn't hold any water because everybody still calls me a bandwagoner. So
you just defied your bandwagon.
And,
See, that's what I'm saying. I love the honesty.
Like it's like I'm with him in the. So I've always been a supporter of him, even though I hate the Seahawks. I hate every other team, besides the Bucks, but that's whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. They were the worst team at the time. It's bandwagon worst team.
Oh, it was. Cool. So what? The Bucks weren't. Was this what 2002 when we were Super Bowl champs?
Bro, you know how easy it is to be a fan of the team that you live in. It's easy. Anybody can do that. You know, I had to fight my whole life.
Ask Tyler.
But anyways,
I like that. Anyways, I like it. I had to fight my whole life.
back to my story. Yeah. So the day that I went to go tell my dad that I was no longer a Packer fan, I thought I was going to get hassled. I literally swear, I went up to him. I was like 11 years old. I went up to him, manned him, and I started crying. I was like, Dad, I got something I need to tell you. And he's like, what? He like gets off serious. He's like, what do you got to tell me? And I was like, Dad, I don't want to be a Packer no more. And then he just starts laughing his ass off. He's like, it's okay, baby. But I thought I had it in for me. I thought I was done.
I walked up man to man and started crying.
His pops owned a little bit of the Packers.
Of course.
Great man.
Yeah. Has stock in the Falcons. I mean, not in the Falcons. What am I talking about? In the Packers.
I think it's going to be an interesting season. All signs are still pointing towards we're getting started, right? I mean, didn't Goodell come out the other day and say we are going to have a season period?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate the phone call. We'd love to talk to you again, and thank you for all you do for our service.
Oh, we're definitely talking to him, man. Stay safe out there.
For sure. Hopefully, everything can clear if I can make a trip back.
Yes, sir. We need you here for the draft.
Yes, sir. All right, later, guys. Good talking with you.
See you.
See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
And that was neat.
Man, I like it. And I love asking fans that question because I love the stories because they're all cool stories.
That was a good story.
I walked up to my dad man-to-man and started crying.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever
I've never heard that one. I think he was saving that one.
That's a good one. Well, gentlemen.
I think
that's it for kind of today. We talked about some serious football. Next time we come to the table, we are talking about what? What do we want to be our
hopefully we get.
I would like to talk how E equals MC squared. Psych! It's all about sports, baby. You guys are nerds.
Hopefully we have some sports movement going on as far as baseball, hockey. I see
hockey moved into phase two this week. Basketball still talking.
Let's go ahead. I think there's a golf match this week, and I think if I'm not mistaken, Tiger might be playing in it. So let's try and keep an eye on that.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, if you guys aren't too busy over the weekend, I know I'm working Saturday. So. Yep.
You are
24/7, 365, man.
I'll be out of town, but yeah.
I'll be here and I'll be ready. Monday, are we doing?
I'll be here Monday evening. I'm leaving Georgia Monday at 12 o'clock. So I should
There you go. If you guys don't have a show next week, you can thank dog. Anyways,
I'll be here, guys.
We'll be there. Thanks, gentlemen.
Always remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Take It Like a Fan. Call, text, anytime. Call number.
Yeah, what's the numbers? What's the number, Sean?
Oh, call number 844-542-4111. Text anytime at 727-388-1644.
Throwing the ball downfield. And a wide open reach. Drop!